Podcast Macabre, Stab of Fear 4, Ghost by Tim Pratt. There's enough to take so firmly. Its grasp will release me. Take my hand and come with me. You won't regret it, soon you'll see. I am pure. I am. The sorcerer got home from his job at the 7-Eleven and stood limp in the centre of his empty bedroom, reading runes in the fine traceries of dust. The blurry portents gave him only old news.
She's gone.
The collected fragments of 2 years' love jeered at him from shelves, desks and his bedside table. An origami rose she'd folded for him one night during her Japan phase, wearing a silk kimono and smoking on the bed. A silver armband, filigreed and coiled, resting without even the ghost of a limb inside. A stuffed dog, one-eyed and grinning, idiotically, he thought now, or rabidly, given 2 Valentines past. He gathered the gifts and pictures and arranged them on the green gold floor. He took a forgotten dress, wine-stained and bald, in a closet corner and spread it on the carpet. He placed her stuffed hedgehog at the head, a mismatched pair of woolen socks at the feet, a scattering of rings and bracelets beneath the sleeves. He arrayed the remainder in a loose circle. His fingers trembled. These sweet mementos had become swiftly humming engines of grief. He lit a scented candle, her favourite rainforest dawn, and conjured. His hands moved, sticky with cola and reeking of dollar bills. He drew the spirit of past love from the stuffed dog, the tarnished rings, the fragile rose. The dog shriveled into a raisin shape, the rose blackened, and rings dissolved to silver dust as the dress swelled, filled with ghost hips, ghost breasts, ghost legs. But the dress sagged and flattened with a sound of sighing breath. The sorcerer slumped, hands unmoving, eyes down. Perhaps, he thought, if she'd died and I could have grabbed her ghost. But no, she'd only stopped loving him and moved away, and the phantom past had faded too far to be saved. Tim Pratt's stories have appeared in the year's Best Fantasy and Horror, Strange Horizons, Realms of Fantasy, Asimov's, all 3 Escape Artists podcasts in the Drabblecast. His short fiction has won the Hugo Award for Impossible Dreams in 2007. His poem Ghost first appeared in his poetry collection If There Were Wolves, published by Prime Aegis, September 2006. You'll find a link to Tim's full bibliography in our show notes. We're thrilled to bring Tim's poem to your ears for the first time and pleased to announce that you'll be hearing one of his short stories for the first time in audio on this podcast soon as well. Visit our forums at forums.castmacabre.org and please consider donating at castmacabre.org so that we can bring you more great tales. Cast Macabre is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Please share it, but don't sell it or change it. Music from Mevio at musicalley.com. Vocal effects from Julie Hoverson of 19 Nocturne Boulevard. And at short notice, I might add. Thank you, Julie. Sound effects from the Free Sound Project. Links in our show notes. Music by Pain Factor.